California needs cash, and it's launching a major bond sale today. Bond sales are how local governments raise money to pay their bills, and they don't normally make headlines. But with California's finances in such dire straits, all eyes are on this sale. If enough people think California is a good investment, state officials won't have to ask Washington for billions in bailout funds. Julie Small of member station KPCC reports from Sacramento.
California's leveraging Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's celebrity status in radio ads to sell $4 billion worth of short-term bonds.
Keep California great and invest in our Golden State. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com.
California needs to raise money to cover cash payments until the state collects tax revenues next spring.
We will be able to pay those notes off on schedule in June and still be able to have an adequate cash cushion for the state after that.
That's H.D. Palmer with California's finance department, which was making a sales pitch last week to about 100 prospective institutional investors. Palmer believes that California bonds are a safe and high-return investment.
The fact that these are tax-exempt notes, which means that there is no state or federal income tax that's paid on the interest that accrues on these notes, is something that'll be attractive to potential investors in this type of environment.
California won't know whether that sales pitch worked until the end of the week, and there's reason to fear it won't. Earlier this month, states across the nation couldn't sell one dime of municipal debt. Scott Pattison with the National Association of State Budget Officers in D.C. says that's never happened before.
These are extremely safe bonds, given that no state has defaulted since the Depression. And the fact that there's been even some issues has unnerved a lot of state officials because it's unprecedented.
Pattison says many states will watch to see how California's bond sale fares before they try to sell their own debt. But they're feeling more optimistic. Last week, Massachusetts sold $750 million in short-term bonds. California's $4 billion bond auction dwarfs Massachusetts' offering, but so does California's economy and the number of residents looking for tax-free holdings.
The greatest demand is coming from retail buyers, from mom and pop.
Ben Watkins directs bond sales for Florida, and he's done so for 14 years. He says if any state can pull off this feat, California can.
California is actually very well positioned relative to that segment of the market because of the wealth in the state as well as the tax structure in the state.
If California's bond sale flops, the state may have to turn to the federal government for help after all. That could mean the Fed backing or guaranteeing state bonds. But the National Association of State Budget Officers, Scott Pattison, says these are uncharted waters.
There are a lot of interesting issues that have never been brought up before simply because we've just never experienced this, at least in the careers of everyone working in public finance right now.
Across the country, many state officials believe the federal government should do something for them. Delays in funding that threaten state payrolls and postpone building projects could push more people out of jobs and further weaken the U.S. economy. For NPR News, I'm Julie Small in Sacramento, California.